Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to talk about compromise, how we should never compromise concerning our Heavenly Father and His Word. Go with me to the book of Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. We're going to talk about the three Hebrew children, and their real names were Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. It's the Babylonians that gave them their pagan names. But in Daniel chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar had set up a statue, an image of gold. And everybody at the sound of music had to bow down to this image. But the three Hebrew children did it. And they were arrested. And verse 15, Nebuchadnezzar gave them another opportunity to bow down. But in verse 16, they answered, the three Hebrew children answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. We don't have to think much about your question. If it be so, our father whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace." Do you know that today? "And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was even more angry, and he commanded the furnace to be turned up seven times hotter, and the ones that put them in there were burned up, it was so hot. But in verse 24, Nebuchadnezzar was, the king was astonished and rose in haste and said, "Didn't we set three men in there? But there's now four." See, the Father will go through whatever situation you're in. He'll go through it with you and deliver you. Verse 29, as a result of the three Hebrew children being spared and no harm coming to them, he made a decree that anybody who speaks against their Heavenly Father will be cut in pieces, and the houses shall be made a dunghill. And then verse 30, the king promoted them. As a result of going through the wilderness, they got promoted. You're going through a wilderness experience, but promotion is the end result. Because remember, the greater one, the Father, lives inside of you. Greater is He that's inside of you than He is in the world. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The devil was created by the Father, and he gets all the glory. If he allows the devil to do something, eventually he gets the glory out of it. Now, Daniel chapter 6, the situation where Daniel had some enemies, and they tricked the king into signing a decree that nobody can pray to anybody but the king for 30 days. Verse 10, Daniel knew that the writing was signed. He went into his house, and his windows being open, he prayed the same way to the Heavenly Father. And Daniel was arrested, put in the lion's den. The king went to see him in the morning and found out that no harm was come to him. Hallelujah. But he commanded that the people who accused them would go in there, and before they even hit the ground, the lions ate them. Hallelujah. And the king, verse 26, made a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men should tremble in fear before the Heavenly Father of Daniel. Verse 28, and Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Look, there's that promotion at the result of after the attack. Just don't compromise. Hallelujah. Let's go to Acts chapter 20. Talking about Paul. Verse 21. Acts 20, verse 21. That he testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward the Father and faith toward Yeshua. And how, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Say that the Father witnessed in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide there. But none of these things move me. Neither do I count my life dear to myself, that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Father to testify about His grace. He had that attitude of non-compromise. And the Father's reminded about Nehemiah. Nehemiah was building the wall, and his enemies came to try to get him to stop building. He said, "Hey, man, I cannot come down from this wall. I'm not going to compromise." And that attack came from religious leaders. Hallelujah. Sometimes your biggest attacks come from people in the church, because you're doing something for the Father, and they refuse to do so, and they're jealous of you and try to stop you. But just don't compromise. And Paul didn't compromise. He wound up in Rome, and so many in Caesar's household were converted because Paul went to Rome. He could have been set free, but he appealed to Caesar, and he went to Rome. And the Father did a mighty work in his life. Go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Talking about not compromising. Here David goes into a battle that well, the Philistines and the Israelites were in the midst of readying the battle, and there was a Goliath, a giant named Goliath that was intimidating everybody. In verse 23, and as David talked with the people in the army, there came up to them a champion, the Philistine Gath, Goliath by name, and he spoke according to all the same words, trying to put fear into the armies of Israel. In verse 24, and all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were so afraid. But not David. David knew the attack was not upon him, but upon his heavenly Father. And he knew that the greater one was going to win, the Father. Hallelujah. And that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, because the heavenly Father was on his side. Hallelujah. Even his brothers tried to get him to turn back, but he didn't compromise. His oldest brother, I think, said, hey, why don't you go back and watch those few sheep? He said, hey, isn't there a cause right now? And he's so filled with faith, he said, tell me again what's going to be done to the man that destroys this Goliath. He had no doubt at all. And even Saul said, this man, Goliath, you can't go against him because you're a youth and he's a man of war from his youth. He's got more experience than you do. See, Satan has more experience than we do, but we have the Father that created Satan on our side. And he's inside of us. The Father's inside of us. See, David had such a practiced faith. He said, it came a lion against me and a bear. In verse 34, and verse 35, I went out against them and delivered the lamb out of his mouth, and he rose up against me. I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. And the servant that slew the lion and the bear, by relying on the Father will deliver this Philistine into my hand. He had a practiced faith. Do you have a practiced faith that the Father who set you free in the past can do it again today? Just don't compromise. Don't believe. I'm not saying you deny the things in the natural that are coming against you, but defy them. Defy them that the Father is greater than what's coming against you. Don't compromise. Don't compromise with fear. There's so much terrorism going around the United States and the world right now as a whole. Just don't compromise, because as we mentioned on previous broadcasts about some of the names and the titles of our Father, one of them is a refuge. Psalm 91, we draw in the secret place of the Most High. 1,000 shall fall at our side, and 10,000 are right near, but it shall not come near us, because the greater one lives within us. Huh? Just don't compromise. And David was so filled with faith. In verse 45, David said to the Philistine, you come against me with a sword and with a spear, but I come to you in the name of my Father, my heavenly Father. And this day, in verse 46, my heavenly Father will deliver you into my hand. And I will smite you and take your head from you, and I give you the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts, and all the earth may know that about my heavenly Father. See, his faith grew from Goliath to the whole armies to the whole world. He had a non-compromised attitude because he knew that the Father was with him. Hallelujah. Do you realize that today? In 1 Samuel 14, Jonathan, his armor bearer, went against the enemy. There's only two swords. Saul, who's the biggest man around of the Israelites, he didn't go into the battle. And he was a leader. But Jonathan, his armor bearer, went against the enemy. In verse 13, 1 Samuel 14, Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him. And it fell before Jonathan, his armor bearer, 20 men. In verse 14, as a result of their bravery and a non-compromised attitude. Verse 15, there was a trembling in the host and in the field and among all the people, the garrison and the spoils. They also trembled and the earthquake. There was a great trembling. And they all killed each other because Jonathan, his armor bearer, had a non-compromised attitude. Even though the enemy had all their swords, they were sharpening them, and that's the time the enemy attacked. They had two swords. All they needed was the two swords, because the Father did the work. The Father did the conquering. And they were more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors, because the Father will do the conquering for us. He just wants to do it through us at times and give us the spoils. Hallelujah. He's just so great, man. He's so powerful. And you need to realize that today. And that's why the Father had me do the messages on some of his names and titles, just to let you know how big he is. Or remind you how big he is. And in 2 Chronicles 14, a million men came against Asa. He was a good king. Verse 11, Asa cried unto the Father and said, "It is nothing with you to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, for we rest in you, and in thy name we go against this multitude. Don't let male prevail against us." And as a result, the Father smote the Ethiopians. In verse 13, Asa and the people that were with him pursued them, and they were overthrown and carried away much spoil. Verse 14, "And they smote all the cities around Gera and spoiled all the cities." Hallelujah. And there was great spoil in them because the Father was with them. They had an abundance of spoils because the Father, they didn't compromise. It didn't matter if a million men came against them. His eyes were upon the Father. And same with Jehoshaphat. He was surrounded by so many men, but he put his eyes upon the Father. Put your eyes upon your Heavenly Father today. No compromise, because the greater one lives within you, your Heavenly Father. Let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio if you can as a point of contact. Hallelujah. We're just going to ask him to bless you. Incidentally, I use the name Yahshua because that was Jesus' earthly name when he was on the earth. That's why I use Yahshua. That's his Hebrew name. So, Father, I just thank you for the people that are listening out there, Father. Touch them. Bring a healing anointing, a deliverance anointing right now. Touch the people. Set them free. Do a miracle in the area of life that they needed the most. Help them to turn their flesh over to you, Father. Mortify the deeds of the flesh and conform to the image of Yeshua, and bless them as a result in the name of Yeshua. I want you to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org, with 250 prophetic messages, henrywalker.org. I've also written three books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yeshua and how he fulfilled every one of those feast days with the exception of three, which he will fulfill in these last days. And my second book is called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar, Hebrew calendar, and how the Father did things in the Word in those months, and he wants to repeat those things in those months. And you can use my book, Noon, with my biblical calendar page on my website at henrywalker.org, and you can see when each month begins and ends on the Hebrew calendar and the Gregorian calendar of the year 2020, and when each feast day begins and ends of the year 2020. And also in that book, I talk about the hours of the day that the Father did certain things on the hours of the day, and he wants to repeat those things on the hours of the day, but it's based on his timing. The day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. In Genesis 1, evening and morning were the first day. 6 p.m. starts the day. That's when you start praying. Hallelujah. And I've written a book called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity, and you get so much comfort out of that book. And so you can get these books by calling me. My wife and I want to sell you these books at our course, which is $5. We're not trying to make any money on the books. We just want to get these books into your hands because they're powerful weapons to know his timing and the seasons. And you can get these books. And if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. You can get these books by calling me at 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677, or going to my website at henrywalker.org, click on contact and contact. Email me your name and your address and the books that you want. We just want to help you so much. And also remember, this broadcast on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it, but also you can go to WCNO.com and click on demand and hear any prior broadcast. And don't forget that my friends in the Bahamas, that if you want to call me for prayer, just go to my website, email me at contact, and give me your name, your phone number, and I'll call you back. Just make sure you turn everything over to your Father, and we'll be in agreement and pray with you. And you won't have to pay for the call. And also remember, if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry for the radio broadcast, the address will be given at the end of the broadcast, and make it out to New Life Revival, a check or money order. Remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, "Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world."
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy has